What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Hojabi Offlines Herself Because Chad Dumped Her. Now, as you guys know, as the preacher's son, I get to hear things and see things that you Muslim sailors out there will never ever hear or see. Like that old fat white guy with a good head of hair on him at that coffee place in Kiev when I was waiting for my lawyer to get me my residency document said, "Dagnammit, I'm the preacher's son. These hoes ain't loyal." So today's video, guys, it is, she did commit suicide. For those of you who don't know, when you say somebody offline themselves, it means that they committed suicide. In Islam, suicide is a one-way ticket to the hellfire. There is no coming back from suicide, guys. Suicide is the only unforgivable sin because you're dead. That's it. It's game over. Once you're dead, it's game over. You can be a murderer. You can be a rapist. You can be just a horrible piece of shit. You can even be an idol. You can even, you know, worship idols. And as long as you're still alive and you do proper repentance, you know, not the Britney Renner, Andrew Tate bullshit scam, God can actually forgive you and send you to heaven, even though that everything you did was wrong and bad, and at the last minute you corrected yourself. Opposite of that, if everything you did was nice and right, and then at the last minute you did something really bad, like suicide, there's no coming back from that. In fact, during one of the battles, there was a man who... they called him the Lion of God, you know, because he fought like a lion in the battle. And the Prophet Muhammad said, "Oh, he's in the hellfire." And they're like, "How the hell is he in the hellfire? He fought like the Lion of God." So the Prophet Muhammad said to them, "Well, go look at his body." They went and they came back and they said, "He died upon his own sword." In other words, he committed suicide. Now, granted, that person probably was bleeding, beat, cut, bruised. He probably was gonna die, but the fact he said to God, "You can't fire me, I quit," then that's a one-way ticket to the hellfire and there is no coming back. So this Hojabi who just committed suicide, she's in the hellfire permanently. Ain't no coming back from that. So why did she commit suicide? Because she was married to a Chad, a white dude, okay? He cheated on her, and he ran away with another woman after telling her, "Hey, baby, can you make a business for me?" Stuff like that. And when she, like, made a business for him, he ran away with a Stacy. And she couldn't handle it, and she offlined herself. You guys out there gotta understand this and understand this really good, okay? This just goes to show you how Hojabis view Chad versus viewing a short, brown, fugly, your typical Muslim cell. You guys remember that video, TikTok video a couple of years ago, somebody uploaded here on MGTOW TV. It was the Saudi girl who got divorced from her husband, and she was literally dancing in the middle of the street, so happy. You know, trust and believe, she had a divorce party, she let all her friends know, she probably went all over social media saying that her ex-husband was an ain't shit nigger, that he abused her, that he beat her, and now she's gonna be busting it wide open all over town, you know. Opposite of that, when Chad abandons a Hojabi, she ends up offing herself. What's the difference here, guys? What's the difference between one woman simping for Chad and ending up committing suicide because Chad left her, while another woman will ruin your life, take everything you have, and then she will go celebrate in the middle of the street being as happy as she never been before? It all comes down to looks, looks, looks. The only difference between a woman committing suicide over Chad abandoning her versus a woman dancing in the middle of the street when she divorces you, simply overlooks. There is nothing in there other than looks. It's looks, looks, looks. That's it, guys. Don't come at me and say, "Well, you know, maybe he had a big dick. Maybe he had a smooth, crisp mouthpiece. Maybe he was a sweet talker. Maybe, maybe." No, no, no. it was purely looks. He was Chad. She knew that she'll never ever get that chance again, so she couldn't handle it. You guys need to understand, women seldom commit suicide when they get dumped, okay? Men commit suicide after getting dumped way more than women. That's because we lose our money, we lose our children, we just feel hopeless, we feel the whole world is against us. That's why men commit suicide after divorces. But women seldom ever commit suicide because they always have at least 3 or 4 replacements out there equal to or better than the guy that she was with, okay? But in case of this Hojabi, she doesn't have another Chad. And she knows that she will never ever get another Chad in her life. And when Chad dumps her, why did he dump her? He dumped her because he got a Stacy. Guys, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. No Chad in his right mind will ever end up with short, brown, and fugly, okay? If you're a Chad, you're gonna get yourself a Stacy. You're not gonna get fucking Amira. That's just how it is, okay? Now, in her case, now you Muslim woman out there watching this video, probably all 2 of you, listen. If any of you get Chad, you gotta be real with the Chad. You gotta be like, look, Chad, I get it. You know, your type is Stacy. I'm just a Tuesday morning or a Tuesday night for you. I'm gonna suck your dick. I'm gonna cook you a home-cooked meal every day. I'm gonna be your slave. And you can go out and have fun with Stacy. But as long as you come home to me every now and then. Guys, that's actually what's gonna happen. Islam tells us there's gonna be 50 women to be led by one man. That man is gonna be fucking Chad, dudes, okay? It's not gonna be Yogi Obes, and it's definitely not gonna be Coach Bitchpill, okay? So, at the end of the day, you ladies out there watching this video, you gotta start sharing men. You gotta be able to tell men, hey, I get it, I may not be your top girl, but I'm willing to share you, and I'm willing to, like, suck your dick really good, you know, some dumb shit like that. That's gonna be the future of a lot of you hoes out there, okay, guys? Now, back working on the food truck, guys. Couple DoorDash and Uber orders. Really don't have any walk-up customers. I mean, again, the place we're at, you know, it's not exactly the best. Yeah, it's on a busy roadway, but when you're going 45, 50 miles, you don't plan on stopping over at a food truck, you know? Not to mention, a lot of people out there are genuinely broke, you know? Credit cards have been maxed out. Bank ain't giving out any loans anymore. A lot of people, guys, they just don't have money out there, dudes. They just don't have money like that anymore. You know, even though our food is cheap, I mean, you can get yourself... you can get yourself a gyro, chicken gyro, pita chips, and a drink for under $20. You know, which is a good deal compared to the junk you get at McDonald's and shit like that. But people just don't have money, man. People just don't have money, you know. This is why I'm thinking seriously of selling this truck and just taking the money and just opening a business, a fuck you business in Colombia. Whatever the case is, guys, I'm actually going to Colombia in about a week, 10 days. I'm definitely going to do something in Colombia, guys. America is a sinking ship, and I don't want to be here, especially in summer when Trump is going to go to war with Iran. Anyways, going back to the point. So, another thing that's happening in the Ummah of Muhammad is that lesbianism is exploding, okay? A lot of Muslim women are becoming lesbians, and that's because they know they can't get Chad, okay? They definitely don't want Muslim cells, and they know they can't get Chad, so they end up becoming lesbians. Like the MGTOW saying says, there is no such thing as a lesbian woman, okay? A lesbian woman is simply a woman who can't get the man she wants, so she goes and bats for the other team. That's all there is to it, dudes. So all these Muslim women who are telling you, oh yeah, I'm a lesbian, it's because they don't want Muslim cells, and at the same time, they know they can't get Chad. So what are they going to do? What's the only option they have? They become lesbians. That's all there is to it. Now, a lot of you guys out there need to understand and understand this really good, okay? Even though things look bad for you, at the end of the day, you don't have it as bad as women, okay? You as a Muslim man, as a Muslim still, you can get yourself a sex doll. You can bribe some Stacy to have your child. And bada bing, bada boom, mission accomplished. A woman, on the other hand, she can't do that, dudes, okay? Even though a hijabi can have Chad come at 12 o'clock at night, come on her pussy, and by 12:45, he's long gone. Yeah, she can do that. But at the end of the day, every woman wants to say, look at what this pussy got, okay? So, to woman, Chad is a status thing, okay? So, that hijabi who committed suicide, it's because Chad said, your pussy ain't worth it, bitch. There is no coming back from that, dudes. This is why alpha widows are forever damaged, okay? The only difference between this hijabi who committed suicide and a alpha widow is that the alpha widow simply didn't commit suicide because she's like, yeah, I got guys who are similar to this dude. But the hijabi, she knew. The hijabi knew that she's never, ever gonna get a Chad. If anything, it probably, you know what would have probably made her commit suicide? Is that she probably thought that after Chad, the only dude I'd have access to is a Muslim cell, you know? Imagine going from Chad to a Muslim cell, dude. That's like a guy going from like supermodels, you know, a Norwegian beautiful woman, and then getting with fucking Shaniqua, Shaneni, Yolanda, Teandra, you know, Candy Kong, I believe that's what TFM calls them. Yeah, you know, but you as men, again, you as a man, you can get yourself a six doll, you can bribe Stacy to have your children, and you're good, dudes, you're good, okay? Your children are gonna love you for it, for having beautiful genetics. Like TFM said in his live stream yesterday, you know, his father may have hated him, but at least TFM's father gave him a high IQ, and TFM is forever grateful for that, you know. So at least, you know, your child may not have a mother, but at least your child is gonna be grateful that you gave him, you know, good looks rather than being short, brown, and fugly, you know. But again, for women in general, hijabis in particular, they can't do the whole have a man come in my pussy and I'm gonna raise a kid on my own, because at the end of the day, guys, women need a man for status. Every woman wants to say, look at what this pussy got. If you go out and you have a Chad come in your pussy, or you go to a sperm bank, that's like you as a man hiring a prostitute and saying, yeah, bro, look what I pulled. It's like, no, dude, you paid a bitch just like 1,000 other guys before you paid, okay? Like, you guys take me, for example. When I was doing pay to play, I don't post any of those women because I didn't pull them, you know? I paid for them. A billion other dudes paid for them. Ain't nothing special about me. I think I might have showed a couple of them to you guys just so I can show you proof that you can hop on a plane, go from Miami to Cancun, fuck three bitches, make a U-turn, and come back tomorrow, okay? But other than that, I don't do pay-to-play. I got, like, a couple of chicas in Cancun. One of my Ukrainian chicas yesterday, she actually hit me up. So, and I plan on going to Ukraine soon once I get this fucking truck either stabilized or sold off. I definitely need to have a business before I go back to Ukraine. So either this truck is gonna be stabilized here in America, or I'm just gonna sell it and start anew over in Medellin in the next month. But what I'm trying to get to a lot of you Muslim sellers out there is that your woman literally will die and simp for Chad, okay? This woman, I heard this woman spent hundreds of thousands of dollars building a business for Chad before he kicked her to the curb for Stacy, okay? She's not gonna do that to you dudes, okay? That woman is not gonna spend a cent on you. Mm-hmm. So, I want you Muslim sales out there to understand, nobody hates Allah and Muhammad more than a hijabi. And the only person a hijabi hates more than Allah and Muhammad is a Muslim sale who likes Allah and Muhammad. So right now, you Muslim sales are the biggest enemy of your typical Muslim woman. I want you guys to understand this and understand this really good, okay? Because there are Muslim scammers and grifters out there who tell you, oh yeah, bro, the reason why you don't have a baddie hanging off of your arm and you don't have beautiful kids is because you didn't buy my Muslim Alpha Male course where I teach you how to ride a horse, wear a diaper on your head, and go la 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 with a sword, you know? That's what's gonna make a good Muslim woman love you. It's like, no, bro, no, no. Chad didn't do shit, and this Muslim hijabi simped for him, okay, dudes? All Chad had to do was be what Insel TV refers to as JBW, just be white, okay? You Muslim sales out there, you don't have that option of JBW, okay? There is no JBB, there is no just be brown, doesn't exist. And it's not gonna work even if you try to make it happen. So a lot of you guys out there, only way for you to get women is to simp. And again, I made a video recently. The vast majority of you Muslim sales, either you're gonna get a woman so ugly that not even a dog will look at her and thus you're gonna hate your life, or you're gonna get a woman who is out of your leagues, but she's gonna gain 50, 60 pounds and she's gonna do what Richard Cooper refers to as penciling you out, meaning she's gonna do everything in her power to make sure that you don't touch her, she doesn't even wanna see you, she simply wants access to your walls, and you get the fuck out of her face, dudes. That's really the only two options Muslim sales out there have. Either a woman so ugly that not even a dog will look at her, and you're gonna hate yourself for it, by the way, or you're gonna get a woman out of your league who's gonna gain 50, 60 pounds and she's gonna resent you. Okay, guys? Those are the only two options vast majority of you Muslim sales out there have. I just wanted to tell you that in this video, guys, one woman commits suicide because Chad dumped her. Another woman literally dances and sings in the middle of the street because she divorced her Muslim sale husband in Saudi Arabia, okay, guys? And the irony here is both of these women are gonna go to hell. The woman who committed suicide over Chad, she's gonna go to hell. The woman who divorced her husband is gonna go to hell because the Prophet Muhammad said, I saw hellfire and it was almost all women. And when he was asked why, they said, Prophet Muhammad said, the reason why hellfire is full of women, it's because they were ungrateful to their husbands, okay? So at the end, and coincidentally, guys, this is why Islam tells you if you die as a martyr, that you're gonna have access to virgin women untouched by man and jinn, okay? So this just goes to show you that maybe, just maybe, humans actually have some gen DNA in them. You never know, okay, guys? But the point I'm telling you guys is that there's simply not going to be enough human woman from this earth to be in the Jannah, because the vast majority of them are going to be in the hellfire. So God has to create woman for you. And this just goes to show you guys, women are nothing more than a reward for men, okay? That's all a woman is. She's a reward for you, you know? You go out there, you become a brave soldier, you get a bitch. You have a successful business, you get a bitch, you know? Women are nothing more than a reward to a man for doing A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, okay? I don't know why. Oh God, I'm so fucking sleepy. It's not even 7 o'clock time, is it? It's not even 7 o'clock yet, man. Feels like 1 o'clock at night. It's not even fucking 7 o'clock at night. Telling you, dudes, I gotta get the fuck out of America, man. I really gotta get the fuck out of this country, dudes. Like, small town USA, you know, the school I went to in the 80s is literally 100 feet that way, you know? That's just sad and pathetic, you know? Went out to LA, New York, traveled the world, and here I am, like, fucking 5 feet away from the school I went to in the 80s. And the thing is, small town USA did not change a single bit in the past 35 plus years, man. If anything, it probably got worse because all the young, hip, cool kids are like, fuck this place. We're going to Orlando, we're going to Jacksonville, we're going to Miami. We're getting the fuck out of small town USA, man. Only losers stay in small town USA. That's the sad reality of the matter, but that's fine. I'm gonna, God willing, I'll be in Colombia in about 10 days, so I don't care. Anyway, so to finish off this video, guys, is that if Muslim women can't get Chad, they're gonna be lesbians. And if they do get with a man, especially your typical short, brown, fugly Muslim cell, they're gonna hate you, they're gonna resent you, they're gonna make your life difficult. You know, they're always gonna be begging you to give them money, shit like that. Guys, be very careful with money when dealing with women. Because a lot of women out there, dudes, they're gonna want your money, okay? If the bitch ain't working, they're gonna want your money, okay? Especially in Latin America. So when you deal with Latin American hoes, give them a little bit of money up front, get them hooked to it, and then reel it back. Trust and believe, they're gonna be doing triple monkey back flips for you, like Coach Greg Adams would say. At the end of the day, guys, treat all women like whores. A good way, guys, to, honestly, guys, a good way to have money tied to a woman. Like, if you want to know if you're getting the value of a woman, like, every time you have freaky deaky sex with a woman, tie it to $100, okay, guys? And that's on the high end, by the way, you know? Sometimes you can have, like, multiple times of sex with a woman for in a day, okay? So, I don't care if you have a wife, girlfriend, concubine, or some side hoe. If you're spending money on a bitch, every $100 has to equal a whole night of freaky deaky sex, okay? That's how you know you're getting your money's worth. I mean, think about it, right? How many nights are you gonna have sex with a woman, realistically? You know, maybe 3 times a week? That's what, 12 times a day, 12 times a month? 12 times a month, that's $1,200. I mean, think about it, dudes. Let's say you have sex with a woman 12 times a month for a year. Okay? That's $1,200. $1,200 times what? Okay, let's do some simple math, okay? 12 nights with a woman, okay? 12 nights a month with a woman, like fucking the shit out of her. That's $1,200, okay? $1,200 times a, let's say, 10 months, okay? Because you might be traveling, shit like that, you know, 10 months, okay? That means you spent about $12,000 on a hoe in a year. Guess what, dudes? That's still cheaper than getting divorce raped. That's still cheaper than taking her, than, you know, giving her your MasterCard and telling her, hey, baby, go to Sears, go shopping, you know. So, a good way to know that you're getting your money from a bitch is tie it to $100 every night you have freaky deaky sex with her. And some of you guys out there in Eastern Europe or Latin America, hey, maybe that number would be $50, right? Or $25 even, okay? You never know. But in all honesty, guys, when it comes, if you want like a bitch to be like loyal to you, it's going to be about $100 every time you have freaky deaky sex with her. It might be a little bit less, you know. It's not like, oh, I'm going to give you $100 because I just had freaky deaky sex with you. No, it's going to be like, oh, I'm going to take you on a trip. I'm going to take you shopping. I'm going to pay your phone bill. On average, guys, it's going to cost you $100 every time you have freaky deaky sex on average with women. This is why in Latin America, I want them hoes to work with me. Because the thing is, guys, if they work with me, they will be making their own goddamn money. And at the same time, if I have like a nice restaurant in Colombia, I'm going to go up the food chain. I'm going to be social maxing in Colombia. So when I'm social maxing in Colombia, I'll have access to higher quality women. So when I have access to higher quality women, then the hoes I'm with, I can be like, yeah, no, you gotta start doing triple monkey backflips for me, bitch, for free, bitch. So that's another thing to keep in mind, guys, is that if you guys decide to go overseas, which I strongly suggest you do, get a real physical business going. That way you can social max and get to know higher quality women. Like the restaurant I have that I plan on having in Ukraine or in Colombia, it's not about me becoming a millionaire. It's about me being able to A, live there comfortably, and B, going up the food chain, aka social maxing, to have access to higher quality women. At the end of the day, guys, you need to understand and understand this good. Women will share an alpha. They will share Chad. If fucking Leonardo DiCaprio came out and said, hey, all you hojabbies out there, I'm gonna fuck all of you and you all gonna share me with 50 other women, trust and believe, millions of hojabbies worldwide would agree to it, okay, guys? So this whole thing, oh, he has to be my man, oh, I'm the only woman for you, twin flame, no. They only do that with beta males because they want their entire paycheck, okay? They don't want some other woman. See, here's the thing, you know. The reason why women don't want beta males to have other bitches is because they know that the beta male can't get pussy easily, so the other bitch can manipulate him and take all his resource for herself. But if you're Chad and you got other bitches, it's like, yeah, you ain't gonna manipulate me, bitch. And if you try to manipulate me, I'll throw you in the garbage can and just get another bitch, you know? So this is why women are okay with Chad seeing other women, but they're not okay with a beta male seeing other women, because a beta male doesn't get pussy that easy unless he's simping. And if he's simping for another woman, that other woman might manipulate him and take all his resources for herself. But with Chad, Chad is getting pussy simply based off of looks. And, you know, there's no reason for Chad to simp for another woman, get manipulated by another woman, or give her anything other than his dick. You know, that's all there is to it. So, conclusion here, guys, is that I know a lot of you Muslim sales are always complaining, you know, how bad you have it, and how Muslim women are becoming liberated, and they can sleep with whomever they want, they can do whatever they want. At the end of the day, you guys are actually winning. You guys are actually winning because A, you can have a sex doll. B, you can have beautiful children via surrogacy, okay? A woman, on the other hand, guys, she cannot do that, okay, dudes? You need to understand this and understand this really effing good, okay? Women cannot do the whole surrogacy chat coming in my pussy at 2 o'clock at night. They can't do that because they need a man to validate them. Okay, guys, they need a man as a status thing so they can say, oh, look at what my pussy got. At the end of the day, guys, hojabbies know that they can't compete with Stacy. Okay, they know that. Okay. Just like you Muslim sales know you can't compete with Chad, okay? Hojabis know they can't compete with Stacy. So, of course, they're going to be on their best behavior when Chad comes along. They're going to simp for Chad because they have no other choice, you know. So, a lot of Muslim women out there, guys, I'm telling you this right now. A lot of Muslim women are going to have all sorts of mental and personality disorders very, very soon. Because in their brain, I'm either stuck with short, brown, or ugly, or I'm simply not good enough for Chad. Listen, no woman wants to come out and say, I'm not good enough for Chad. Look, at the end of the day, I know that I'll lose to Chad, you know. Just because you're blue-eyed, blonde, and white doesn't necessarily mean I'll lose to you. Like, for example, I never, ever lost a bitch to Coach Bitch Bill. Then again, he likes traps and Thai ladyboys, but this video is not about tranny faggots. Point I'm trying to tell you guys is that Muslim woman will always lose to Stacy simply based off of looks and off of status, okay? A Muslim woman, she does not have the same status as a white woman, okay? They don't have the same status. And the white woman who come into Islam, which I've seen, that's because their status among Chad and even Tyrone is so low that they have to slum it down to get fucking Muslim cells. And let me tell you something, dudes, okay? You Muslim cells out there who will trip over one another to get yourself a whiff of blonde pussy, I am telling you, dudes, these white women, post-war white women who come into Islam, they're not good enough for Chad and Tyrone. That's why they're coming into Islam. It's not because they love Allah and Muhammad. It's because the men that they really want, they know they're not going to get them. So they come into Islam and they go with a Muslim cell. Guys, I can't tell you the number of times I've seen white women whose type was like Jason fucking Momoa, you know? For those of you who don't know, Jason Momoa is like some Arnold Schwarzenegger looking dude, okay? 6'4", taller than me, better looking than me, probably in a better shape than me. Can't tell you the number of white girls who that was their type, and then they marry a Muslim cell, who's the total and complete opposite of Jason Momoa. Short, brown, and fugly. You know, granted, Jason Momoa has a nice tan like I do. You know, fortunately for me, I have a tan. I'm not brown, but, you know, there's some Middle Eastern and a lot of Indian people who are brown, okay? Tan is cool, okay, guys? But being fucking brown, yeah, that ain't cool, dudes, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand this good, okay? White women who come into Islam, they're slumming it down because they can't get the guys they really want. So they're going to get, you know, the best Muslim cell that they can. And trust and believe, they're going to resent you. They're going to hate you. They're going to gain 50, 60 pounds after they have that first kid, okay? And Muslim woman out there, these hijabi women out there, you know, they feel very, very bad because they know they can't get Chad. And again, this is why lesbianism is exploding in among the Muhammadiyan community, because these hijabis out there, they know they can't get Chad. So they just become lesbians, okay? So you guys think you have it bad. Women have it a lot worse. And again, women just can't do surrogacy. They just can't have Chad come over at 12:45 at night and by 1:01 he's gone after he's done coming in her pussy. They need Chad for validation. They need Chad as a status object to say, hey, look at what this pussy can get, okay, guys? Like, no Muslim will, no woman will ever go out and have a fucking sperm donor, okay? And the women who do have sperm donors, they're usually very, very ugly women, and that's because they have no choice, you know? I remember Rare Breed Theory, he did a video about a black chick in her 40s, you know? She did have a sperm baby, and yeah, she's fucking ugly. Ain't nobody gonna come in that pussy. Yeah, I can see her getting a sperm baby, because again, she fugly. So no decent looking woman out there is gonna get a sperm baby, because if a decent looking woman out there goes out and gets a sperm baby, that's her way of saying, I am so low value, so low status, so fugly that I actually had to go out and get a sperm baby, okay? These women, they don't want that. They want Chad. They want a status thing that they can show off, okay? You guys out there, you'll be happy with a sex doll and fucking surrogacy. And if you got the money for it, you know, go to fucking, go to the clock tower in Cartagena. You can get really good pussy for $100 in Cartagena. I'm telling you that out of experience. Actually, I've been offered $50. By the way, guys, if you guys go to like Colombia for pussy, don't quote in dollars, okay? Do pesos, okay? Tell her siguiente pesos. Siguiente pesos means 100 pesos. 100 pesos is divide by 4, okay? 100 pesos is about $25. Not a lot of girls will go with you for $25, okay? Unless they're like really horny and they like the way you look, and I've had girls do that with me before. Not every girl is gonna be going home with you for $25, aka 100 pesos. At least not in Cartagena. Maybe in El Centro and Medellin, where they don't have much tourists. Yeah, that's true. But then again, the woman in El Centro, you have no idea what those hoes have over there, you know? But when it comes to the girls in the clock tower, again, don't ever deal with them in dollars. Tell them pesos. Pesos, baby. Pesos. Tell her siguiente pesos. You know, siguiente means 100. The sweet price is 200 pesos, okay? 200 pesos is, divide by 4, is $50. Which is a pretty goddamn good deal. I mean, here in America, you can't even take a fucking bitch out for 50 cents. You know what? When I was driving cab back in the day, like 15 years ago, to take a bitch out 15 years ago was $50, $60, you know? $20 food, drink, another $10, $15, maybe $20 for alcohol, and then another $20 for a fucking cab, you know? I'm hearing that there are dudes out there who go into fucking credit card debt to take a bitch out on a date nowadays. That's how fucking bad it is. So for you to get yourself guaranteed good pussy, hot pussy in Cartagena for 50 American dollars, that's a pretty goddamn good deal, dudes. I mean, yeah, sure, she's a prostitute. Yeah, sure, she fucked 50 guys before you. She's gonna fuck 50 guys after you. But hey, would you rather have guaranteed good pussy, or would you rather, you know, take fucking Shaniqua, Shanini, Yolanda out on a date only to be like, gee, thanks, let's do this again. Then she takes your food and goes over to Tyrone's place, right? So, yeah, if you guys are in a clock tower, because I know a lot of people are going to the clock tower nowadays. If you go to the clock tower, dudes, don't do dollars, okay? Pay in pesos. Never, ever pay in dollars, okay? If you pay in dollars, they're going to be like, oh, this guy has no idea what's going on. We can take advantage of him. No. Always pay in pesos when you are in car. Whatever country you go to, pay in their motherfucking currency, dudes. Don't ever pay in dollars. Because if you pay in dollars, they'll take advantage of you. Like, for example, if you go to Mexico, some of the tourist areas, they tell you $1 is equal to 15 Mexican pesos. But the reality of the matter is $1 is equal to 20 Mexican pesos. That's how much it is with the currency, with the legitimate currency exchange. $1 is 20 Mexican pesos. But if you go to like a Mexican restaurant, they'll tell you, oh yeah, you can pay in dollar. You know, $1 is 15 Mexican pesos. Go fuck yourself. So always pay in the native currency. Don't pay, don't ever think you're gonna get a better deal because of dollars. No, you 100%, it's the other way. If you're gonna pay in dollars, you're gonna get ripped off, okay? Whether it's a restaurant, a hotel, or fucking hoes. This is why I tell you guys, if you're gonna be in Cartagena, tell them, baby, pesos, and tell her, siguiente pesos, which means 100 pesos. And if she goes all the way up to dos siguiente, that's fine. You know, if she's hot, she's willing to come home with you, she's gonna give you an hour of freaky deaky sex for dos siguiente pesos, or a siguiente pesos, you know, 200 pesos. Yeah, that's $50. Yeah, that's worth it. But I'm telling you guys, a lot of you guys out there, if you go to the clock tower, they're gonna be like $100. I've had girls telling me $100, and I took them home for 200 pesos, aka $50. Okay, so when the second they say, you know, $100, tell her, baby, pesos. Okay, and don't pay, unless you're fucking Yogi Obes short or Coach Spitzbell ugly, don't pay more than 50 pesos, aka $50, aka 200 pesos for Colombian pussy. Okay, guys, so that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.